Welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 1260 WRC, and I'm delighted to welcome to the program David Walker, President and CEO of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes. It's a national nonprofit organization based nearby in Leesburg, Virginia. David, how are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Can you tell us about your organization? I know that you guys are growing in recognition. What are you all about?
This organization is quite the answer to some of the problems our returning veterans are facing, particularly those that are combat wounded. Right now we have men and women calling our phones and using words like repossess, foreclose, evict. And what we do is we step in the gap and we provide emergency aid that is directly paid to the combat wounded for their needs to pay the mortgage, pay a utility bill, even diapers. And why do we do that? Well, we do this because we don't want to hear another set of words that purses their lips and comes across our phone lines like suicide, divorce, abuse, homelessness.
Wow. And obviously with the VA hospital news of the past few weeks, I assume you what you guys do is more important than ever.
It is. Even last year when the backlog with the VA backlog and claims for our returning vets was acute, an organization like ours really answers to a need to provide the security and the peace of mind. And, you know, it's just like Demi Moore in the movie A Few Good Men, you know, when she says in response to a question, why do you like these guys so much? Because they stand on a wall and say you're safe. An organization like ours answers to that, and we basically say when they return, they're safe.
How long has the organization been around?
10 years. We celebrated 10 years on May 23rd.
Okay, and as I mentioned at the onset, more and more people are hearing about your organization, so that means, in my mind, you guys are doing good work. And I know that you've started a couple of new projects, including a Center for Women Vets in D.C., right?
Yes, we have. We, last year, gave through another group and working with the mayor's office, Washington, D.C., and in response to an initiative to end homelessness among the veteran population, we gave a grant in excess of $53,000 that actually got a project over the goal line. Right now in Washington, D.C., in Northeast, there are two homes with 13 female veterans residing, female veterans and their children, in a safe, protective environment. It's called transitional housing, so they can get their feet on the ground, and I know one individual particularly, is in nursing school, and it gives her an opportunity to get her degree, get a really good job, and then move forward in her life.
Wow. You know, I have to admit, I didn't know that kind of problem existed, and I think a lot of people would feel the same way. So it's good that you folks are doing something, and I also want to point out that those listening right now can certainly help. You guys, you purely operate on donations, right?
We do. If somebody is inclined, and we'd welcome you to, go to our website, saluteheroes.org, and you can learn more about the things that we're doing, not just in D.C., but throughout the country, and how we're responding to the needs. As it relates to the homelessness issue, one thing to keep in mind is homelessness among the veteran population is growing, and it's particularly acute among the female veteran population. Female veteran cohort tends to be four times greater than the men in terms of homelessness.
My guest is David Walker, President and CEO of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes. David, I know you folks were involved in the Washington Times Memorial Day tribute to veterans and veterans in Congress, and I know the folks here thank you for that. Now, that was a couple of weeks ago. This week, there's another big event happening, and you're involved. It's in New York. It's tonight. Tell us about it.
A wonderful event to celebrate the 239th birthday of the Army, and we'll be in New York downtown. And we have a special opportunity to actually present one of our colleagues. My colleague, Mary Herrera, who's combat wounded, is actually making a presentation both at the reception and the dinner. And it's a good way for us to, one, build awareness for the coalition, but at the same time, come together to celebrate what our military does for us day to day and keeping mm-hmm. us safe.
Yeah. Sounds like a wonderful operation, a great organization, the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes. And again, folks, it's supported by donations. Please go to the website. SaluteHeroes.org is the place. I was on the website last night checking it out, and it appears you've got some really good work in progress and much more to come. And, David, we want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you.
David Walker, President and CEO of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes. They do good work. You may want to check that out. Go to SaluteHeroes.com. I'm sorry, .org. 1149, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.